5 lines from the top of Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Gemara begins, Pshita, it is Pashitas, Amma Yachlik Pliny bin Nechasai, if as Rashbam says, Ruvin is a Shchimra, or Kala Mechalik Nechasav Al Piv, or anyone that's splitting up the Nechasim, Sha'amma Pliny Yachlik bin Nechasai, and he says that Shimon should split his Nechasim with him, so this Lashon is Mashma, that Shimon should have an equal share in his Nechasim, and therefore Palga, Shimon would receive half of his assets. However, the Gemara asks a question, what would happen if Reuven would say, I want to give a portion of my assets to Shimon? And as Rashbam explains, do we say that it's a Lashon that he wants to split and he wants to share his assets with Pliny and therefore Shimon should get half? Or did Reuven mean that I want to give a portion that is a davar chashuv to Shimon? I want to split off a part of my nechasim and give that to Shimon, but I don't want to share all my nechasim with him, and I don't want to share my nechasim evenly with Shimon. Rashbam continues and explains that how do we know what a chilek roi litin karma? What does that mean? And then it would be up to Bezin to determine what is considered a davar chashuv and what is a chilek that's roi to be split off of another asset. And the Rashbam is bothered that why does the Gemara have a shayla if l'maisa there's a brayse in the Tosefta that states that he gets the equal share with his children, and we see he gets one chilek together with his children. Rashbam brings down 4 terutzim. And our Gemara, we're talking about a scenario where Reuven doesn't have children, but and even though he has other yarshim, and he doesn't concern himself with other yarshim, and Rashbam continues with the second teretz. Or we could say that over here we're talking about a case. Reuven didn't say that he wants to give a chelik to a third party, but he said, I want to give a chelik to my son. And then he stated, Vashad and Sumer Lepleini, Inami Iklamema, the Loy Havishmir Luhach Braiso, or we could say that in a Chanami Agamar did not notice Braiso, the Avishmir Lu, Havim Maisla Vesemerish, as if they would have known this, then Agamar would have mentioned this Braiso, and the Iklamema Rabbanan he the Pligula de Sumchis, and we could say that this Braiso in the Tesefta is going specifically like the Shita Rabbanan, that a chelik on Sumchis, but in Chanami, our Gemara is going specifically like Sumchus, as we will explain. And finally, number 4, Inami Shmielhu Velehav Svirlhu Mishum de Polik Sumchus, Allah Kedal Kamon, Delamaisa, we passed like Sumchus, and therefore, although we heard this Braisa, we still didn't bring it, Vekaimlon Kesumchus, the Abba Mamamutu Besavit Chalkin, this Damlan Tonichavasi, Perishashanagh Sapara, Ayin Shom, Ayin the Rosh, who asked the same question, and the Rosh in Simavav states, Hosam Meir Bishrimra, Shemichalak the Chosov, Behachabibori, then the Braisa and the Sefta were talking about a Shimra, and over here we're talking about a person that's healthy, and of course the Rashbam stated that our Gemara is talking about a Shimra, and therefore the Rashbam couldn't give this Teretz. And before we continue, let's point out that there's a famous machlekes between Rabbanan and Sumchis, and Rabbanan hold that when there's Mamamut B'Safik, then we say Amitzi Mechaveir Olav Raya. However, Sumchis holds Mamamut B'Safik is Cholkin, and if we had a question if Reuven meant to convey 50% of his property to Shimon, or he didn't mean to convey any of his property to Shimon, then certainly Lefi Sumchis, since there is a suffix as to the status of 50% of Reuven's assets, so Shimon would be entitled to receive 25% of this asset, as certainly Lefi Simchus, we would apply the klal of Mamon Hamuto B'Safik Cholkin. And as we already saw, the Rashbam specifically states that our Gemara is going like the Shita of Simchus and not like Rabbanon, and according to Rashbam, we passing like Simchus, but I in the other Rishonim. And based on this Hagama, let us continue with the Gemara, Amra Vina Bakisi Toshma, that let us bring a raya from the following Braisa, the Tanya, if Reuven has a bar that serves as a reservoir where water gathers into that bar, and he says, I want to give a portion of that bar to Shimon, and Sumchus Oimer Ein Pachas Merivia, then Sumchus states that Shimon would be entitled to at least a quarter of this bar. And as Rashbam explains in the first wide line in Rashbam's, and over here we have a suffix, did Reuven mean to say, I want to give half of my bar to Shimon, or he meant, I want to give him a drop of water from this bar, Kagoyin Revius Halug, and the smallest size of a Chelik Haroy Litain is a Revius Halug. Certainly, since Reuven said, I want to give a portion of this bar to Shimon, certainly he did not mean to say, I want to give 100% of the bar to Shimon, and certainly he didn't mean to give him more than 50%, as the word Chelik can't mean more than 50%. Therefore, since Sumchus holds that when you have Mama Almut Basafik is Cholkin, and therefore, Hilkoch, Ainlin, Makavamatanam, and Abar, Parchsma Revium Ashu, Vishem Yoisa, therefore Shimon has a right to at least a quarter of this bar and potentially a bit more. And as Rashbam continues and explains, as if we had a suffix, if Reuven actually promised to give 50% of the bar to Shimon, or potentially he meant to give nothing to Shimon, then certainly based on Sumchas's klal of Maman Amutu B'Safek Cholkin, then certainly Shimon would be entitled to exactly a quarter of the bar. But now that we don't have a suffix on at least a Revius Alug, because certainly he meant to give him at least a Revius Alug, so now the suffix is between 50% of the bar and a Revius Alug, and therefore certainly he gets at least a quarter of the bar and possibly an additional Revius Alug. And we will continue with the Brisa in a moment, but from this part of the Brisa, we already see that if Reuven says Tnu Chelek L'Pleni B'Nechasai, then we would say the klal of Maman Amutu B'Safek and Cholkin, therefore Shimon would be entitled to at least 25% of the Sadah. The Brisa continues and gives three other examples which work based on the same din of Simchas. Let's keep in mind when the Brisa brought the first case and it spoke about a scenario where Reuven said, I want to give a Chelek L'Pleni B'Bar, that is referring to someone that wants to give Shimon a Chelek in his bar in order to water his field, and the standard was they would use the entire bar to water a field. However, the Gemara continues with another usage of water in a bar, as if Reuven says, I want to give a chelik to Shimon in my bar in order to fill up a barrel of water in order to go and feed his animals and to give his animals to drink, then since the standard is that a person that is going to water his animals uses 50% of a standard bar and a standard pit of gathered water, in that case, certainly Reuven did not mean to give 50% of his bar to Shimon, as he only said, I want to give a portion of what he needs to water his animals, and therefore our suffix is, did Reuven mean to give Shimon 25% of this bar of water? And as Rashbam explains, and when Reuven said chelik, dilma paga de chavis kama dahenu revia bar. However, there's another side that mashu kamar, that he only meant to give him a little bit and to give him a small portion of this bar in order to water his animals, and therefore our suffix is between a mashu and 25% of the bar, and therefore based on the klal of Sumchas that maman mutu b'safik is chalkin, in this case, since it's a suffix on a quarter, so therefore Shimon would be entitled to at least an eighth of the bar. The Brisa continues with a third case, l'kadeira in pachas b'yod beis, that since the standard amount of water that is taken from a bar in order to cook and in order to put in your pots is a third of the bar, so therefore when Reuven stated, I want to give a portion of Shimon's water requirements for filling up his pots, then possibly Reuven meant to say, I want to give him half of his needs, which would of course be 1/6 of the bar, or he meant, I want to give him a mashu, and therefore based on the klal of Sumchas, that Maramut B'Safik is Cholkin, therefore Shimon would be entitled to at least 1/12 of the bar, which is 50% of 1/6 of the bar. Finally, the Brisa gives a fourth case, L'tapiach in pachas mishisha asa, if Reuven says, I want to give Shimon a chelik of the amount of a cup that's used for drinking water, and the standard amount of a bar that is used for drinking water is a quarter of the bar, so now we have a suffix, did Reuven mean to give Shimon 1/8 of the bar, or did he mean to give him a mashu, and therefore b'mamutu b'safik cholkin, and therefore Shimon would be entitled to at least 1/16 of the bar. And ayin Rashbam di u'maschal l'tapiach kli katan lishtes boi b'nei adam v'hai shiur zuta mikulu, and this shear is the smallest of all, v'hilka gabi tu chelik l'pleni b'nechasa yita revia the dilma palgu kama or dilma shavu puta kama u'mamutu b'safik cholkin. And the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, ben Levi shemachos sadal Yisrael, if a ben Levi sells his field to Yisrael, ba'amaloi, and at the time of the sale, the Levi says to Yisrael, I'm menashe ma'aser rishon shali, I'm selling this field, but I'm still retaining the right to the ma'aser rishon in this field, the ma'aser rishon shaloi, then this actually works, and the Levi would be entitled to keep all the ma'aser rishon, and the Yisrael would be obligated to give his ma'aser rishon to this Levi. And the Braisa continues, v'im Omar, and if the Levi says, li'ul banai, that I want the ma'aser rishon, I want the ma'aser rishon to continue and go to my children as well, then mes, yitin labanav, that even if the Levi dies, then the Yisrael would still be chayiv to give the ma'aser rishon even to his children. And as it's muhach from the Braisa, and the Rashbam points out, avum le pirish kain, however, if the Levi did not actually explicitly state that he wants it to continue and the ma'aser rishon should go to his children as well, ein emerish b'davar zeh zchus labanav, then he doesn't have a right to be merged this zchus to his children, the kibudim eshum yitin loshinu daminul kamad, the shayim mokam ma'aser, as since the Gemara will explain, the mechanism of why the Levi has a right to the ma'aser rishon is based on yitin loshin, therefore, dai lanu iahani yitura l'ma'ish apirish dahinu la'atzmai, so therefore, we will keep this in a very tight circle, and we will only allow him to receive ma'aser rishon, but his children will not be entitled to ma'aser rishon unless he explicitly states that I want the ma'aser rishon to also go to my children. And the Braisa continues, v'im amaloi kol man sha'asad zu biyadcha, if the Levi said that I want this to occur, as long as the Sadeh remains in your hands and you didn't sell it, certainly if the Yisrael sells this property, then the new buyer would not have to give his Maaser Rishayin to the Levi. However, the Braisa teaches us, Macha, if the Yisrael sold it to another person, the Chazav Lacha, then the Yisrael went and bought back the Sadeh from that third party, Ein Loyal of Klum, then the Levi doesn't have a right to Maaser Rishayin, even though the original Yisrael that the Levi sold the property to now owns the Sadeh once again. Maaser, when the Levi made this Tanai, he said, Kol Zman Shehasadeh Zubiyadcha, and Maaser, right now, the Sadeh is in the hands of the original Yisrael, and therefore, L'chaira, the Levi should be entitled to his Maaser Rishayin. However, as Rashbam explains, the Mishamacha L'acha, as once the first Yisrael sells it to a third party, Pokalei Mokam HaMaaser Sheshay La'atzmai, then the Levi was already removed from the actual field, and he has no more rights to the Maaser Rishayin in this field, which is Chazav L'acha, and when the original Yisrael buys it back from the third party, the Ma'am Mokhle Rishayin L'sheni Kos Chusha Bal Yodai, so then the third party sold him everything that he had rights to, and he had rights even to that part of the Sadeh that produced the Maaser Rishayin, and therefore certainly the Levi would not be entitled to that Maaser Rishayin. Therefore, who adin lezal kech rishon haba mikaychai. The Gemara continues and asks on this brayso, amai, that how could this actually work, that the Levi would be able to retain the Maaser Rishayin, but in other makna davish loba olam, we notice a cloud that a person keeping makna something that is not yet in this world, and lemaisa, the Maaser Rishayin did not yet grow and wasn't even planted yet, and therefore how could it be that the Levi retains the rights to the Maaser Sheni? And as the Rosh explains in Siman Zayin, Pirish Kashem Shein other makna davish loba olam, just like certainly the Levi can't sell something that's loy bala ilam, kach in other mashayle schus bedava shaloy bala ilam, and therefore someone can't retain a schus for themselves on something that's not bala ilam. In our case, since the Levi did not yet plant the ground and didn't even plow the ground, so then this is the item that's loy bala ilam, and how could we retain the schus to Maaser Rishayin? The Gemara explains that in a chenami, this is not based on a tnai. The mechanism in this case doesn't work, that the Levi actually sold the entire field to the Yisrael, and now he goes and gets back the Maaser Rishayin. But the Gemara explains, Kivin de Omele al Menashe Maaser Rishayin Shali, Shiyuri Shire Lemokim Maisa, that since the Levi was Megal Adas, and he stated that I want to retain the rights to Maaser Sheni, therefore the Rabbanon stated that although it's true that it's impossible to do so, Bederach Kinyan, as Eno de Makna Dov Shalai Ba'Leilam, but since the Levi used these extra words, and he had a Yitul Lashon, therefore we have to explain that what he really meant to say is I want to find a mechanism which this would work, and the mechanism that we apply is that we say that the Levi never meant to sell any part of the land that will grow the Pirus of Maaser Rishayin, and therefore he actually retained that for himself, and he never included this in the sale to the Yisrael, and therefore certainly he's entitled to the Maaser Rishayin. And as Rashbam explains, Kivin the Omalei Almanas, Klema, Kivin Dal Tnai Mocha, Roitzu Hushi Eskai Matnai, so certainly the Levi wants his Tnai to be Mekuyim, the Eino the Maslan Chinam, as a person doesn't make a Tnai for nothing, or Das Kein Mocha, Shiyukna Maisa, the Hilkach Shai Biyode, Kaka Royali, Gadu Ba Maisa, Uchemisha Omalei, Sada Shli, Ani Meichel, Achol Arisas, Almanasha Titol, Teresh Chalokim, Bani Eto, Chela Kasiri, and therefore it's as if he said, I want you to take the Sada, and I want you to act as my Oris, and you will keep 90% of the Sada, and I will keep 10% of the Sada. Keep in mind that the Rishonim discuss that how could it be that this is the mechanism that works, as if so, how is this Yisrael ever Mekayim giving Maaser Rishayin to the Levi, if the Levi always owned this part of the Sada, and therefore from the portion of land that the Yisrael retains, he never gave Maaser Rishayin, and Ayin Rishonim, how they explain our Gemara. Even though our Gemara mentioned that we're talking about a Levi that sold the Sada to Yisrael, however, Ayin Rashbam, Diva Maslow, Ben Levi Shemacha, Uruch of the Milson Nokat, the Derech Ben Levi, as the Maaser, the Yisrael is not losing anything, and therefore certainly it makes sense that a Levi will go and make this Tnai. The Zen Nen of Zayin and Chasa, the Belav Hachi have Yav Hai Lekech Lahai Maaser Oiloi Oila Achar, as certainly the Yisrael has to give Maaser Rishayin either to this Levi or to another Levi. Da In Leboi El Tevis Hana, and the Yisrael only has Tevis Hana. V'Hadin LeYisrael Amichas Adel LeChaveri, and the same din applies to Yisrael that would sell his Sada to his friend, and I will always retain the rights to the Tevis Hana to decide which Levi to give the Maaser Rishayin to. And for example, if Yisrael has a son-in-law that's a Levi, certainly he would want to be able to give this Maaser Rishayin to his son-in-law. And although the previous Gemara doesn't seem to have anything to do with our Sugya, however, the Gemara now continues and will apply this to a sugya that's relevant to our parak. Rish Lakish taught us, Zoyse Meres, from the fact that we just learned in the Braisa that when someone has a Yitil Lashon and he adds in language and it really doesn't mean anything, then we figure out a way how to use that language and we reinterpret that language in order that it should actually effectuate something in this transaction, and therefore Rish Lakish applies it to our sugya. As in our Mishnah, Daf Samach Alef from now, if we stated, Hamich Sabayis, Loy Mochas Hagag, Bizmashish Loy Michael, Gavoy Asar Tvachim, therefore Rish Lakish teaches us, Hamich Bayis Chaveroi, if Reuven sells a house to Shimon, and at the time of the sale, Reuven says to Shimon that I'm selling you this house on condition that I keep and I retain the upper story. So the din is, then the upper story will belong to Reuven, and Reuven retains the right to an upper story. Ayin Rashbam explains that the Yutel Yoyna has a fence around it that's 10 tefachim high, and we continue in Daf Samach Gimel Beis, and the Gemara is, L'may Hichasa, the L'maysa, this din of Reish Lakish seems to be unnecessary, as we already learned in our Mishnah, Hamich Sabayis Le'moch Sagag, Bizman Sheish Le'maiko Gavoy Yutvachim, and since the Yutel Yoyna has a fence that's 10 tefachim high, so certainly even if Reuven did not tell Shimon, Amanashi Yutel Yoyna Shali, then the upper story would still belong to Reuven, and Reuven did not have to make this tnai at all, and therefore, what is the Chiddush of Reish Lakish? Gemara brings two terutzim, Razvid Amar, Razvid explains, the Shimratz Lahitzi Bazizim Maitzi, that the Chiddush Reish Lakish is, that even though generally, when Reuven sells a house to Shimon, so though certainly as the Mishnah stated, he retains the right to a rooftop, however certainly since he sold the house and the chotzer that's in front of the house to Shimon, so certainly Reuven can't put any extensions or porch on his rooftop that extends over Shimon's yard, as he already sold it to him. However, Reish Lakish is teaching us that since in this case, Reuven said to Shimon, Al Menashe, do you tell Yoyna Shali? Therefore it must be that based on the Yitul Lashon, that he meant to include more than just the Gag itself, and he must have meant to include that I'm retaining for myself to write to create any extensions and to make a porch, even if it will extend over your airspace. And as Rashbam explains, the Lahochia Hanitnoi, the Hochia Amalei, and this is what Reuven meant to say to Shimon, Al Menashe, do you tell Yoyna Shali, Legamri, Lassus Brichafetzi, Aflohitzi Menazizin, Kimitchila, Koydim Shimachatel. And just like we learned previously, that by having a Yitul Lashon, so the Levi retained for himself the Mokum Maisa in the Sada, the Chol Tnai Dlei Mahani Maidakama, Ahani Mia Lashaya Mokum, Vahainu Zoysimeris, the Kama Reish Lakish, and that's why Reish Lakish used the term Zoysimeris, and he learned this from the previous Braisa. And Rashbam continues, Vidavka Hu, and since we're basing this on a Yitul Lashon, therefore only Reuven would have this right and would retain this right, and the only way that Reuven would be able to retain the right for his children as well is only if he specifically stated that I want to retain the right to the Yuta, not only for myself but for my children. And just like the Gemara explained, as we explained, the Chol Milsa that I kinam Yitura Daiglon Uyahani Yitura LaAtzmai K'Moshe Pirish Al Menashe Ma'aser Rishon Shali Hachin Amirina Al Menashe Yutel Yoyna Shali Avol Bonav Loi Mahani Tzayim Yuta. And it's very important to keep in mind that Lefira is vid, we understand very clearly why Reish Lakish used the word Zaysemeris, as certainly the entire din of Reish Lakish is only learned based on the previous Braisa, as we see the concept of being Meshaya Mokayim from the previous Braisa, and the Gemara will discuss it in a moment. However, the Gemara continues with the second Shita, Rapapa explains that certainly even though Reuven said, I want to keep the Yutel Yoyna, that he wasn't Meshaya Mokayim La'atzmai, and he definitely can't go and be Meitzi Bazizin, and he can't make any extensions or have any pegs or any planks that are sticking out into Shimon's chatzar. However, by the fact that he used the Yitul Lashon, therefore must be that Reuven was being shy for himself, that even if this rooftop falls down, and I no longer have usage of the original rooftop, I'm retaining for myself the right to rebuild this rooftop. And even though the Gemara used Lashon, Shimratza Livnis Ali Al Gaba, and the Pashas its Mashman, or a puppet teaching us that Reuven could actually build a second story on top of the house they sold to Shimon. However, Rashbam explains that it is not the pshat in Rapapa, and I in the top tesis on the Amid, we specifically states that Lav al Gaba Mamish Ka'amar, El Di Nafla Hod Bani Law, Kedemasa Kramon, Avon Loy Omar Manas, Loy Bani Law. However, if Reuven did not make this Tanai, then Reuven would not have a right to rebuild this area. And as Rashbam explains in more words, they have a Shosaku Mocha Bayestam, Hoysad Yutel Yena Shaloi, Kol Yumeshish Skyim, then certainly he would be able to use the rooftop the entire time that is still around, avon tipo, but if it falls down, the yachsi v'venen al gabi b'ayishozeh, the lahach tiyuta hu d'shtabed loy bayis, avon tiyuta acheres loy Mishtabit ad amalei behedya yita lashin, until he uses an extra lashin, then Reuven would not be able to rebuild this gag and rebuild the rooftop. And the Rashbam continues and brings the Gemara in Perek Habayis Valiyah in Bar Mitzia and Afkuf Dazayin Rebeis, and then the Rashbam explains that the way that we reinterpret the words of Reuven is as follows: V'hachi kama al menashet yutal yen sheli lo'ilamim va'afim tipol echsa ve'avnena ayin sham. And as we already pointed out, the Rashbam clearly stated there are puppets chilek on Razvid, and the Rashbam continues in the second of the wide lines of Rashbam that Razvid is also chilek on Papa, and Razvid ahani t'nai lo'itzar zizin v'loy l'hadi bani law, that Razvid holds that l'firish lokish, that Reuven would have a right to create an extension over Shimon's property, but Reuven would not have a right to rebuild this gag, do'itzar zizin masaka daite sh'itzar chlemiyad, as when he's making it t'nai, then certainly Reuven's thinking about his use of the gag, and Reuven is certainly thinking at that point that he will be creating an extension and creating a porch area. That certainly at that point Reuven is not thinking about such an eventuality, and therefore he never would have thought about including this, and therefore we can't reinterpret his words that if the rooftop falls down that he'll have a right to rebuild it. The Gemara now continues and asks a question on Rav Papa, the Bishleim Razvid Hainu Diktani Zaysemeres, the Bishleim according to the Pshat Razvid, so the Lashon of Rish Lakish of Zaysemeres makes a lot of sense, as Rish Lakish is comparing this case to the case that we have in the Gei Ma'is Rishon, as once you have a Yita Lashon, then we say that Yimashayim Mokayim, and as Rashbam states, that according to Rish Lakish, we had to learn from this Braisa, Dolhani Yitura Lishir Mokayim, the Misfar Lehavim Rina, the Mashayim Inish La'atmai, Mimashim Mecha, the Afagab, the Kami Yitura. However, the Gemara is, El Rapapa, my Zaysemeres, but according to Rapapa, why did Rish Lakish use the term Zaysemeres, which is Mashma, that he has to learn this specifically from this Braisa? If Lachir, Rish Lakish doesn't need this specific Braisa, as we know there's a standard in that when there's Yita Lashon, then certainly we'll have to reinterpret the seller's words and we'll have to figure out what he's trying to include by adding in this language. And as Rashbam teaches us that we don't need the din of the Braisa to teach us this halacha, as Lamaisa we're going to learn in the Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalam and Aleph that Maid Rabbi Kiva Bizman Shamle Chutz Me'ilu She'in Tzarech Liklach Derech Mehasim Shamin and Dechol Tnai B'lei Tzarech L'Tvi Milsakasi. And therefore, from that Mishnah itself, we already see that any time there's an extra language that we have to reinterpret that language in order to include something, and we don't see more from this Braisa than from that Mishnah. And we also saw previously that if someone is in the words Eilim Mitzrana, then he would be Kani Palga, as Lamaisa there was a Yita Lashin, etc. That since it's a Yita Lashin, therefore the din would be like our Papa, and Lamaisa didn't have to say Zay Samaris, and the Gemara ends off Kasha, that this is Shver, but L'chira, it's not a major Kasha, as certainly L'fir Yish Lakish, it does make sense to learn this from the Braisa itself, as since Lamaisa from the Yita Lashin, we're adding in something that is also very similar to the Braisa, and therefore the Gemara ends off with the Kasha, and doesn't stay to Yufta. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let's point out that in our Mishnah, Daf Samach Aleph and Aleph, we stated, HaMich Zabayis L'mochi Yitzia, V'afal Pish Psuchel Teichai, and the Mishnah continued to list other things that were not included. In the next Mishnah, Daf Samach Dal Med Aleph will continue and state that when you sell a house, lo yesa bar, v'lo yesa dus, you also don't include a bar and dus. And afal pisha kasav loy umka v'ruma, and even if in the shtar, you actually added into the shtar that you're selling him all the depths of your house as well as everything above your home. And our Gemara therefore continues, Amr Rav Dima Ben Adar, Rav Dima Ben Adar teaches us, hay man de bas b'lo yesa l'chavre, that if Reuven is selling his house to Shimon and he wants to include a bar and dus, avagav the kasav loy umka v'ruma, that even if he would write the words umka v'ruma, then Shimon would not be koina the bar and dus, and therefore tzarech l'mutlei k'nil l'cha m'tayim arav v'adrei m'kiyah, and therefore you have to write this extra lashon, and Reuven would have to make sure that he writes to Shimon that I'm selling you from the depth of the world until the heights of the sky. The Gemara explains my time and what is the reason to umka v'ruma b'stom aloy koni, and since the Mishnah already teaches us that even if Reuven would write into the shtar that I'm selling you umka v'ruma, that Shimon is still not koina a bar and dus that's in the house, and therefore hani umka v'ruma l'mikne umka v'ruma, that the words umka v'ruma only give rights to Shimon to actually own the depths and the height of this house. And for example, Shimon owns all the airspace above this home, and he also owns any mineral rights that are below ground, but he still would not have rights to a bar and dus that are in this home, and therefore v'hani mitoim aravad rei mekia l'mikne bar and dus u'mechilois. And by Reuven adding in this extra language of toim aravad rei mekia, then he's also granting Shimon the rights to the bar and dus that are in his home. And let's see the Rashbam and Dibur Maskel Haim man demas ben li beis l'chavrei. And at the end of the second line in this Rashbam, the Rashbam states, "Can mefarish for ozol the lo yahani masha kosev umkaruma el lemikle oimkri shel bayis could go in gufa kaka atzmoi lach betachas kakris habayis in rizor." And if Shimon wants to dig underneath the house, he can. Shimon loy kosev as if Reuven would have written the words oimkaruma lo yav konen le mistama. Then Shimon would not be koined this mistama el areu shel meicha, and the meicha would still retain his rights lach beberish shichrim oris mitachas kakris habayis, and he will be able to excavate underneath the house. El shel yazik l'bal habayis, as long as he's not being mazik the house and not being mazik Shimon, v'gam ahanalei l'mikle ruma k'goyin gag sheish l'maika sheguva yod. And certainly by the fact that Reuven wrote that I'm selling you umkavruma, then certainly Shimon would have a right to any gag, and even if it's mechitzais a higher than 10 tefachim. Even though if Reuven wouldn't have written the words umkavruma, then mistama Shimon would not have a right to any rooftop that has mechitzas that are 10 tefachim high. Rashbam continues and tells us the chiddush v'gam liklis kol ha'ave adarukia, and even by just writing the words umkavruma, that Shimon would be koino all of the airspace above the house. And if Shimon wants to build an attic space, or he wants to build the second story on top of his home, since Reuven wrote umkavruma, then Shimon could do so. However, the Rashbam explains the mistama. However, if Reuven did not write the words ruma, then lo yav koin lekech, then Shimon would not have been koin these rights. Al reu shel meicha, and Reuven would retain these rights. Lo hitzar zizin oy libnis ba'aver uchagoyin shel leyach pel beishir lekech. And certainly, the only way that the meicha could build on top of his home is only if he's not going to cause any damage to the house that he just sold to Shimon. And Rashbam is bothered that if Reuven certainly sells all of these rights to Shimon, even though he only used the word ruma, so why wouldn't we also say that when Reuven used the term that I'm selling you umka, that he's also selling him everything in the depths, and he's also selling him his bar and dus, and why is it that Reuven would have to write mitayim aravad v'rayim rakiya in order to show that he's being makna the bar and dus? And Rashbam explains, avalei kona bar and dus she'in tashmishin shavah l'bayis v'hilkuch inu b'klal imkud v'rayim shal bayis v'lei kona lei, and Shimon does not acquire those rights ad the kosov lei unless Reuven writes the aris tahime mishuli hatahim ad l'rakiya v'hani haim aris tahime l'mikdei bar and dus v'mechilais. Rashbam continues that l'maisa, why did Reuven have to write the words v'rayim rakiya if he included all of the airspace above the house when Reuven already included the words of umkavruma? And Rashbam explains v'hai ad rim rakiya loim han lemidei, that in the chinami, by Reuven adding in these words, it doesn't help Shimon at all. The mishakosav umkavruma koni ad rim rakiya, but it's a klal el safety behu, that really doesn't need it. But this is the way he finished off his words: the loim matzi amma me'aras toima at shipule beisa the mashpule zavolim mishipule abayis lemaylo klum. And of course, that's not true, as certainly he meant to sell the entire house, including the airspace, since Reuven already stated I'm kavurima. The Gemara continues, let us bring a raya from our next Mishnah to this member of Avdim Nada, as the next Mishnah states, when Reuven sells his home to Shimon, that he doesn't sell him his bar and dus. Even if Reuven wrote into the shtar that I'm selling you kavurima, then Shimon is not koina the bar and dus, even though he would be koina the gaga bias, as we explained previously from the Rashbam. And Rashbam points out over here as well, and the Gemara continues with this raya to Rav Dima ben Ada, and if you're going to tell me that even if Reuven would have just written that I'm selling my home to Shimon, that it would include the rights to dig below the house as well as the airspace above the home, then there was no reason that Reuven had to write the words umkavruma into the shtar, and if he did so, so it's yitil lashon, and therefore at this point lahani umkavruma lemikle bar v'dus mechilais. So by Reuven writing in the words umkavruma, then that should come and include a bar and dus. And by the fact that the Mishnah states that you do not acquire the bar and dus, therefore we see a riot to Rav Dima ben Ada when Reuven sells a bias bistama that he doesn't include the gag and he doesn't include any space below the kaka of the bias. The only time that we say that that's included is only if Reuven stated the lashon umkavruma, and therefore that's not a yitul lashon and doesn't include a bar and dus. In order to clarify that he wants to sell a bar and dus to Shimon, then Reuven would have to write a yitul lashon into the shtar, and he has to write mitayim arav ad rei merkia. The Gemara continues that you can't bring a raya from the Mishnah to the din of Rav Dima ben Ada, as quite possibly even if Reuven did not write umkavruma, and certainly even if he writes a shtar bistama that he really means to actually sell to Shimon the umkavruma, and he sells him the right to dig beneath his house, and he also sells him his ear rights that he could build on top of his house, and therefore quite possibly if Reuven would actually write into the shtar that I'm selling you Unkavrumba, then since it's a Yitiloshin, in a Chanami, Shimon would actually acquire a bar and dust that's in the home. However, in our Mishnah, when we stated that Shimon is not going to acquire bar and dust, we're talking about a case where Reuven didn't write the Loshin of Unkavrumba, and therefore there was no Yitiloshin in the Shtar, and the Gemara right away asked a question that should be bothering us all, that the Mishnah states Mefurish, that even if Reuven writes a Shtar to Shimon, that he's selling his home, and he writes Loshin of Unkavrumba, that Shimon is not going to be Koino, bar and dust, and clearly we can't say that the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Reuven didn't write the words Unkavrumba, and the Gemara answers, Hachik Amar, that in the Chinami, the way to understand the Mishnah is, Afal Pisha Leikasloi, that even if Reuven did not write the words Unkavrumba, Kamisha Kasadami, Lemikta Unkavrumba, it's as if that Reuven wrote in the Shtar that I'm selling you the Unkavrumba, therefore certainly Shimon would have right to dig underneath his home and to also build an airspace of his home, but at that point he still does not have the right to actually retain the bar and dust that's in the home of Reuven. And as the Gemara continues, Lemikta bar v'dust mechilais, ikasle Unkavrumba kani, v'lekasav lekani, in the Chinami, in order for Shimon to acquire a bar and dust that's in the home of Reuven when Reuven sells in the home, is only if Reuven would write Loshin Unkavrumba, and since that would be a Yitiloshin, as even Mistama, Reuven includes Unkavrumba, therefore you'll be kind of bar and dust. However, if Reuven actually writes a Shtar Bistama, then although Shimon will be kind of Unkavrumba, but Shimon will not be kind of the bar and dust, and it's not a right from a Mishnah to Rav Dim and Adah. And it's very important to understand the Svara and the difference between the Unkavrumba of a house and a bar and dust that were already created and they're in their house and are sitting within the house that you purchased. And Rashbam explains three lines from the bottom of the Amid, because Lemaisa, when Reuven wrote to Shimon that I'm selling you this home, and the standard is that a bias includes the airspace as well as anything beneath the house, and therefore it's pasha that should be included in the sale, even if you don't write the term Unkavrumba. However, the Mishnah teaches us that if you didn't write the words Unkavrumba, as that's not integral to the house as Unkavrumba, and since the tashmish of the bar and dus is different than a home, therefore that's not included unless you write the term Unkavrumba. The Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring another raya from the Mishnah that we had in Daf Samach Aleph and Aleph to this din of Rabbi Menador, that if Reuven sells a house to Shimon and he doesn't write Unkavrumba, then Shimon would not be Koino, the Unkavrumba of the house, and therefore the term Unkavrumba is not considered a Yitiloshin, and the only way that Reuven would sell the actual bar and dus that's in his home is only if he actually wrote an extra Loshin, and he also in Loshin Mitahim Ara Vadroi Merkiah. The Gemara continues and brings Raya from the Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph, as the Mishnah stated, V'lei Sagar B'zman Sheish L'maika Gavoy Asar Tvachim, as if Reuven selling a house to Shimon, and if there's a rooftop with a fence that's 10 Tvachim high on top of the home, then Reuven did not sell that to Shimon, as it's considered a separate entity, and Reuven retains that for himself. And the Rashbam points out that since the Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph did not mention Afal Pi Shekasav Lo Unkavrumba, therefore it's Muchach that if Reuven would have written Unkavrumba, then certainly Shimon would acquire the rights to the airspace and the rights to the Gag, and therefore the Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph is specifically talking about a case where Reuven did not write Unkavrumba, and therefore Shimon will not be entitled to any of the airspace, and he won't be entitled to the rooftop when it has a fence that's 10 Tvachim high. We continue on Daf Samach Dalman Aleph, V'Isach Kedayt B'Stoma Koni Unkavrumba, and if you will want to tell me that even B'Stoma you're Koni the Unkavrumba, and therefore you should be Koni the airspace above the house, even though he didn't say the words Unkavrumba, K'Gavoy Asar Tvachim Ayhavi, then who cares that this rooftop has a fence that's 10 Tvachim high? Well, the Maisa Shimon has all the rights to all the airspace above this house, and certainly that should include the Gag as well, and even though the rooftop is surrounded by a fence that's 10 Tvachim high, and by the fact that the Mishnah stated that you're not going to be koino a rooftop that has a fence that's 10 Tvachim high, therefore we see that B'Stoma you're not koino Unkavrumba, and the only way that it'll be koino Unkavrumba is if you state specifically that I'm selling you Unkavrumba, and therefore if Reuven would just write Unkavrumba, that would not be a Yitiloshin, as that's coming to include a Gag that has a fence around it that's 10 Tvachim high, as well as other rights to airspace and space beneath the ground. Therefore, the only way that we clearly see that Reuven meant to be Makna or bar and dust to Shimon is only if he adds in a Yitiloshin, and he also writes Mitayim Ara Vadroi Makia, and L'chir it should be a Raya to Rav Dim Menador. And Ayin Rashbam, three lines from the top of the Amid, where he's bothered that L'chir, if you wrote a Shtar and it's written Stama and you didn't write the words Unkavrumba and doesn't include Unkavrumba, so why is it that when Reuven sells a bias to Shimon, he includes a rooftop as long as the rooftop is not surrounded by a wall that's 10 tefachim high. And Rashbam explains, Umiyu gag she'in le maiko gavoy yud koni mistomo l'shtamish al gag de'in zeh b'chlal room ela b'chlal guf habayis mamish kaliyas habayis. And certainly a gag that doesn't have a fence that's 10 tefachim high is mamish considered bottle to the house itself, and therefore it's included in the term bias. And when Reuven said, I'm selling you a bias, he certainly includes a rooftop as long as the rooftop doesn't have a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high. Once again, the Gemara responds that from our Mishnah, you can't bring a raya to Rav Dimon Adar, as Enoch and Ami, we could say that although even if you didn't say Kavruma and you just wrote a shtar b'stoma, that certainly Shim will be kinda Kavruma and he'll be able to dig underneath his house, and he will also have rights to the airspace above the house. And the only reason why you're not kinda the rooftop if it has a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high is because it's considered a makom chashu b'fnei atzmai. And as Rashbam explains, chashu bayis b'fnei atzmai, it's considered its own home. V'loy mevatel legabe bayis b'stoma ad mefarish kavruma, and it's not considered batel to the house that you're selling to Shimon unless you actually explicitly state kavruma aval ave hagag al rakia dehainu ruma who hadin la'imko koni b'stoma. But in a chenami, you would be koina everything else b'stoma. And lefi this teretz of the Gemara, it would come out that if Reuven did not write kavruma, he would not be koina a gag that has mechitzas that are 10 tefachim high, and he would not be koina a barandos. However, once he is in the words kavruma, then it would be a yitul lashin, and he would not only be koina a gag that has mechitzas that 10 tefachim high, but Shimon would also be koina the barandos. Lefi zeh, Reuven would not have to write into the shtar mitohim ara vadroi mekia. The Gemara will now continue and try to bring a raya against Rav Dimi from the member that we had previously from Rav Papa. And as the Gemara continues, Omli Ravina Ravashi Toshma, let us bring a raya against Rav Dimi from the following member. As we saw at the bottom of Daf Samach Gimel Malav, the Omri Shlokesh, as Rish Lokesh stated, Zay Samaris, Hamich Bais Lachaveri, if Reuven sells a house to Shimon, the Omloi, and Reuven says to Shimon, Al Menashe, do you tell Yena Shali that the upper story should belong to me? Then do you tell Yena Shali, then the upper story belongs to Reuven. Ramina Lamai Hilchasa, and the Gemara previously asked, the Lachira, what is Rish Lokesh teaching us? As it's Pashat that Reuven retains the right to the rooftop, as it's talking about a rooftop that has a fence that's Gavoy Asar Tvachim, and the Mishnah taught us, Hamich Zabayis, Loy Machas Agag, Bizman Shiesh Loy Maika Gavoy Asar Tvachim. Therefore, the Gemara explained that in Chinami, even without saying, Amanash Shadu Tel Yena Shali, really Reuven retains the right to the rooftop, and therefore the words Amanash Shadu Tel Yena Shali are extra, and it's a Yitel Loshin, therefore Reuven was trying to include something else, and Rezud Amash Shimratz Lohisi Baziz and Maitzi, and Rezud taught us that by Reuven saying to Shimon, Amanash Shadu Tel Yena Shali, through that Yitel Loshin, so Reuven actually was retaining for himself a place in the Chotzer and in the Bias that he was selling to Shimon, and we reinterpret his Loshin to teach us, and Reuven was saying that I want to keep the same Ishtamshas that I had previously from this rooftop, and since previously I owned the Chotzer and I was able to have my pegs that would go into the Chotzer, or I was able to build a porch on top of this Chotzer, therefore I want to keep those rights even now. And let us keep in mind that this member of Rav Zvid is not going to be relevant to our Raya against Rav Dimi. However, our Gemara now continues and quotes from Rav Papa that we saw in Daf Samach Gimel Beis, and Rav Papa Amashim Ratzel Livnis Aliyah Gaba Boino. Although previously when we learned the Gemara, we explained the words Shim Ratzel Livnis Aliyah Gaba Boino, that's referring to a case where his rooftop actually fell down and he would have a right to rebuild it. However, right now in the Havmina Gemara, the Gemara feels that Rav Papa meant to teach us is that Reish Lakish is teaching us if Reuven did not say the Loshen Al Menashe due to Elyon Shali, then if Reuven wants to build on top of his rooftop, then Reuven would not be able to do so. However, now that Reuven used the Loshen of Al Menashe due to Elyon Shali, which is Yitel Loshen, therefore it gives the right to Reuven to build a structure on top of his rooftop. The Gemara therefore asks on Rav Dimi, Isak Kedaych B'Stoma Leikoni, and if you're going to tell me that if Reuven just writes Stoma and writes I'm selling this bias to Shimon, Shimon is not koina any airspace, then Lomeli Al Menas, then why would it be that Reish Lakish required that Reuven would have to say Al Menas Shadu Tel Yena Shali, as even if Reuven would have written that I'm just selling this house to you, Reuven still did not sell the airspace to Shimon, and therefore certainly Reuven should have a right to build on top of Shimon's house, as long as that when Reuven is building the structure on top of Shimon's house that Shimon just bought from Reuven, then it will not damage Shimon's structure. And L'chirid is a riot against Rav Dimi, as we see that even if Reuven would just write Stoma and would just write to Shimon that I'm selling you this home, then Reuven is actually selling the airspace of his home to Shimon, and therefore the only way that Reuven will have a right to the airspace, and the only way that Reuven will have a right to build a structure on top of Shimon's home, is only if he included the words Al Menashe Du Tel Yena Shali. And the Gemara answers that in a Chinami, Rav Dimi could be correct, and Ein Chinami, that if Reuven would just write that I'm selling you my house, and he wrote it Stoma, even if he didn't write I'm Menashe Yutal Yaini Shali, certainly Reuven did not sell the airspace of his home to Shimon, and therefore certainly Reuven would have right to build the structure on top of the home they just sold to Shimon. However, when Rav Papa explained the words Reish Lakish Shim Ratzalunas Aliyah Gaba Baino, it doesn't mean that Reuven will have the right to actually build a structure on top of Shimon's home, as certainly he has the right, even if he didn't write the words Al Menashe Yutal Yaini Shali. And the Chiddush Rav Papa is that once you write a Yit Lashon of Al Menashe Yutal Yaini Shali, is a Hanle Al Menashe Nafal Hadabani Leah, that if you had a structure, or if you built a structure on top of Shimon's home, then even if that structure would fall down, then Reuven would have the right to rebuild that structure, as we explained on Daf Samach Kilom Beis, both from the Rashbam and from Tosfos. And as the Rashbam states in our Gemara, Uchlepushis Leel, Rav Papa Lav Binyan Al Gabi Dutayri, he's not talking about building the actual structure on top of the home, El Bibinya Duta Atzma Im Tipol, but we're talking about the structure that's on top of Shimon's home that falls down, and Reuven wants to retain the right to rebuild that. And the Rashbam ends off right before the Mishnah, Kein Nirashita Shmuel Zeis Be'inai, V'yei Shita Sacheris, V'ein Behemamish, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.